For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team opens up the first round of the Mason Cup playoffs on the road at Augustana, joined by Riley Funk. You transferred in from Northern this year. A year of transition can be strange. It can be good. It can be bad. You seem to have taken the ball and run with it. From your perspective, what's this year been like?
Yeah, coming in here, I had a lot of inconsistency, I'd say, throughout my first few years of college, and I wanted a fresh start. I wanted to come in and be on a team that wins, and that was here in Bemidji in the past few years. And then coming in here, we were off to a good start, and we definitely hit a roadblock, I'd say, a good way to put it. But it's been up and down, and really, what in the grand scheme of things, we're in the same spot we would be as if we had a great regular season, starting the playoffs.
You know what a great rivalry is like, Northern and Tech. Last week, Bemidji State, Minnesota State, we've got a challenge goal to go up 4-0. Then we've got a question as to whether or not the lineup's legal. There's just something different about Bemidji State, Minnesota State. How long did it take you to get used to your new rivals?
I think it was pretty quick. Even the first weekend when they were here, it was a battle. And it gets you up for games. And not saying other games don't matter. And like I most people would understand what I'm saying at that is the other games, not that they don't matter. It's that it just makes it so much easier for you to get involved. And I think that you get involved so quickly right from the puck of the drop of the puck, whether it be you lay a check and it's game on, and you look over and you want to beat that guy, and it's something about it, and it makes the sport fun. There's nothing like it, really.
Talk about what it's like from a player's perspective. I mean, very few of us watching and listening to this have been in your shoes. You've got a marathon, and the finish line is finally in sight. Right after that is the starting line of a sprint. What's that like?
Mentally, it's weird because it is a marathon of a season, and we grind through it. And college hockey is so tight every single weekend. You're grinding every single weekend. But then it comes to an end, and it really doesn't matter now what you did, because what matters is this weekend coming up. You have three games. You need to win two of them. And it's a dogfight. Mentally, you got to show up and just play your best hockey you can play. And really just, it's a culmination of finding out what worked throughout the season and realizing that's what I need to bring.
How do you balance that fine line of this is the playoffs, it's the most important game of the year, till you still have to play loose?
Yeah, it is a tough thing. I think for a lot of players it's tough, is you want to play loose-ish, but my kind of mindset is I am playing almost as tight as I can while still playing with speed and with a motor and just always going. And it's every single play matters, and it's a true statement. TS has made it. Every single play matters, because you make one bad play here and it ends up in the back of your net. That could be the difference that night, and it could be a 1-0 game. So it's a fine line.
Is there anything like the playoffs?
No, nothing. Throughout my whole life, playoffs, it's you get up for regular season games, and there's some that, like you said, the rivalry games, that they mean something a little bit more, but nothing beats the playoffs, whether it be when you're 15 and you're playing in big games, winning championships then, or showing up at Midcore Arena in March to start a best of three. Like, there's nothing like it.
There's a couple of things that, and I've been here for 20 plus years, that I'm having a hard time grasping what exactly this all means. You had a really good record on the road, not so much at home. You had a really good record against the top half of the league, not so much the bottom half of the league. Do you know why?
No. I've been trying to make sense of it myself. And I think it's those weird stats. Really, do they mean anything? I don't think so. But you can look into them. You can dig into them and think like, well, we're going to think, well, that means it's probably good for us here, here, and here. But then you can also make cases the other way. And it's just the way it is. It's the way the season ended up. And we had success against good teams. So let's take it and run with it. We can play against good teams. We're a good team. Did we stumble along the way? Yes. But we can show up and and win a game when it matters.
Best of luck and enjoy it.
Thanks, Schultzy. It's going to be fun.